to our Friar Friday guest of the day. Kyle Hart joins us, Padre starter. Kyle, how's your Friday going, man? Welcome to San Diego.
Hey, I appreciate it. Friday's good so far. Took my daughter to the zoo, best zoo in the country, so we got acquainted out there. It's been great.
Now, before we move this along further, I noticed that you're from Cincinnati. I got to ask you, are you a fan of Skyline Chili before we really get rolling in this bad boy?
I'm a huge fan. In the offseason, I'm there at least once a week, most weeks twice.
Okay.
A man who knows what good food is.
Yeah, Scraby's a Cincinnati guy.
Are you a Gold Star guy at all, or is it
no.
just okay? See, I told you guys.
He said no, yes. Absolutely not.
Yes,
straight up, man.
So real quick, Schwarber is a good buddy of mine, and he likes Gold Star. Him and his wife like Gold Star, and when we go there, I won't even eat it. I'm just like, you guys get what you want, let's go.
Man, I was going to make a presentation to Gold Star today to see if they would promote our show, but that's not going to happen now.
Nope.
Kyle Hart is with us. Kyle, congratulations on making this club from Korea to San Diego. You know, a year over there. Tell us how it was for you, 2024. Did you ever think, man, it's going to be really hard to get back? Or did you know that this was kind of the thing that you needed to kind of get you prepared to get back to the big leagues?
To be honest, I was just happy with the opportunity to continue playing last year. It wasn't even on my radar to kind of come back until later in the season. Obviously, Eric Fetty, he was on the same team that I was the year prior. So a lot that kind of got brought up to me relatively early, but I was able to kind of push that down for a while. And then as the season progressed, I realized it may be a possibility. But going over there, I never really gave it much thought. I was just trying to be the best pitcher I could be at the time.
Kyle, so often we've seen guys, whether it's Korea or Japan, go over there and something clicked for them. Something happened where they come back, they are a much more effective pitcher at the big league level. What was it for you that you felt like kind of got you back in rhythm and got you to this point where you can come in and be of help to a big league starting rotation?
Yeah, I definitely I had a couple things click. The sweeper, I think, is definitely an improved pitch for me. I think just using two different types of fastballs and how to use those was a big deal. But honestly, it's just being given the opportunity to go out every 5 or 6 days and throw 90 to 100 pitches. I think that's something that you – As somebody that was getting pushed out of the game and barely getting opportunities in AAA at times, like when you just know, hey, this is my day, I got to go out and do it, I think that helped me build my confidence back up. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to kind of carrying into this season.
Kyle Hart is with us, Padres' brand new left-handed starting pitcher. And Kyle, you can probably write the book on all of the little towns and cities in America now. Since 2016, let's see, Salem, Greenville, Portland, Pawtucket, Portland, Worcester, Portland, Tacoma, Lehigh Valley. What do you think of when you think back to all of that time, all of that travel, and now today? It probably feels like it was all worth it.
No, it certainly does. That's a great question. I think it shows how resilient my wife is. That would be number one. I'm not sure if she's listening. So, to be fair, too, Boston has two of my favorite all-time minor league cities, Greenville, and then Portland, Maine is, you know, if anybody's been up there, it's an amazing spot, too. But, yeah, it's a lot of travel. And then, obviously, going over to Korea last year, my wife's dragging a 12-month-old over on a 15-hour flight. So I've been around a little bit, but just really looking forward to being in this city. I mean, San Diego may be my favorite town of them all, and I've been here for 4 days. So looking forward to working my butt off and helping this team and just hopefully being in one city for an entire year. That would be amazing.
Padre pitcher Kyle Hart spending some time with us here on Gwen and Chris. And Kyle, I mean, you've gotten a chance now to have a full spring training. You're 4 days or 3 days, 4 days into your big league season. What is your thoughts working with Ruben Niebla? We always hear from all the starters how much they enjoy working with him. What have you been able to garner so far, and what it's been like working with Ruben Niebla?
I think the number one thing I've noticed with Ruben is he really instills confidence in all of us. So whatever you're good at, he wants you to know and believe that you're good at it, and he wants you to go out and execute what you're good at. And I think that's just something that's lost at times in this game, especially for me. It's like I'm trying to – maybe you're trying to gain more velo, or you want to get more depth on your changeup. Or he's just like, be you, do what you do well, and be proud of it. And I think that's the biggest thing I've taken away from spring training. And that's, you know, that's the entire pitching group. You know, with Chris and Peter Somerville and Fritzy. And so I think just instilling confidence in us has been an amazing kind of feature of this pitching group so far.
Kyle, I saved this story for last just in case, you know, you didn't take it as well as I thought you did.
Uh-oh.
But I got to come clean. I was the guy sitting out on the back patio with my back to you a week and a half ago. I'm talking to Scraby over here. And we were talking about who was going to be the number five starter of the Padres. And I think I said, well, maybe it'll be Waldron. Maybe it'll be Vasquez. Maybe it'll be Brito. And I didn't see you walking behind me. And you said, you raised your own arm and said, well, don't forget about me. And then we, you know, I said, oh, yes, of course, Kyle Hart. So I had to come clean on that one. But I didn't forget about you. Thanks to you being there. And I think for all of us, this is it's a great story because all of us can I think, understand 19th round draft choice, 9 years trying to work your way to this point. You know, we can appreciate it because I don't think anything was given to you. And, you know, I know you're going to make the most of this, opportunity. How are you going to put it out of your mind when you step on the hill, you know, and get that first start this year?
That's a good question. And that was really funny. I was just, it was like perfect timing for me to give you a little bit of crap, but you know, my goal, and to answer your question, I want to succeed for the guys in this clubhouse. I think like having a full spring training with them and seeing the culture that they have, I just want so badly to do well for my teammates and for the staff. And I think when you're driven by something like that, it's easy to put some of this other stuff out of your mind. But there is a part of me that wants to, I want to go out and pitch well because I want to make AJ Preller look like a genius. I want to make him look like I was the right guy the whole time, you know? So you're always thinking about those things. But at the end of the day, like, I know how much baseball and this team means to this city, and I'm trying to get on board as fast as possible with this culture and just, you know, helping us get this first World Series and get that going. So I'd be lying if I told you I don't think about it, but I think just one to succeed for these guys kind of trumps everything when you're in the moment.
I got to say, I mean, based on listening to you speak here today, much like many of the other signings that AJ has pulled off, you seem to fit in quite well, Kyle. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. Good luck, man. You certainly got the city behind you as you get ready to make your first start.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great day. Hopefully we're 2-0 after tonight, all right?
Thanks, Kyle.
Love to see you. Thank you, Kyle.